So let's review. Our Gemara began by presenting two brises dealing with the Issa of Muktzah. Zok the Gemara, Tarnabon, Eimas Chilim Ba'etzer Tchilah. If a person has a pile of grain stored in his warehouse, which was not yet used on Shabbos, he may not move it around directly as it is considered Muktzah. He may, however, make a passageway through it by pushing it aside with his feet. This brise would obviously be going according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who has a stringent view of Muktzah. Another brise, Tarnabon, Tevua Tevura. If a person has a pile of grain the size of a lesach, stored in his warehouse, which was not yet used on Shabbos, Reb Shimon holds, you may take from it on Shabbos without any concerns that it is muktzah since it was not consciously set aside. However, Reb Acha only permits taking from it if you already began taking from it before Shabbos, thereby showing outright that it is intended to be used, similar to Reb Yehuda's view. The Gemara then returns to the open statement in our parak, which stated that Mifanin afila arba v'chamesh kubish al tavin, permitting a homeowner to carry out on Shabbos 4 or 5 boxes loaded with straw to make room for guests. Ibailu, the Gemara looks to understand the Mishnah's reasoning. Is it because it is most important to limit the amount of walking and one should carry as much weight at one time as possible? Or is it better to limit the amount of weight carried at one time and a person should rather make more trips carrying less weight? Initially, the Gemara believes that this is indeed a machlekes between two brises. But ultimately, the Gemara concludes that both brises would agree that lemi'utei hilucha adif, it's better to limit the walking, and explains that one brise is referring to the amount of boxes, while the other brise is referring to this total amount in those boxes. The Gemara then asked, Ibailu, if one may remove 4 or 5 boxes, avagav d'isle urchin tuva, regardless of how many guests he has, oy dilma hakolafi archin, or perhaps we can move that many boxes for each guest. Furthermore, if we can remove more, can one person move everything, or does each guest remove the amount of boxes necessary to make room for himself? The Gemara proves from stories with Rebbe and Reb Chiya, who cleared out much higher quantities in order to make room for more people, that one can move 4 or 5 boxes per person. However, we cannot prove from these stories that one person alone may do all the schlepping, since Rebbe and Reb Chiya themselves probably didn't do all the schlepping alone, but rather probably asked others to help. Since the Mishnah mentioned clearing the house in order to host guests and make room for people to learn Torah, the Gemara presents several comments about the importance of Hachnasas Orchim. The Mishnah stated that you may remove 5 boxes to accommodate people, Memneha Orchim, Memneha Bittel Beis HaMedrash, because in the midst of either Hachnasas Orchim or for Beis HaMedrash. From the juxtaposition to Bittel Beis HaMedrash, we can learn that Hachnasas Orchim is as important or perhaps even more important than going to learn in the Beis HaMedrash. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav. G'doyla hachnosis orchim b'kabals p'nei Hashchina. From the fact that Avraham Avinu excused himself in the middle of a conversation with Hashem to greet his guests, we see that g'doyla hachnosis orchim b'kabals p'nei Hashchina. It's even greater than greeting Hashem. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rashila, I'm a Ravasi, I'm Rabbi Yechnan. Shisha devarim odim oichel perisim bol mazeh v'akaren kayemas loyel mabo. Rabbi Yechnan lists hachnosis orchim as one of 6 mitzvahs that oichel perisim bol mazeh. We enjoy the benefits of the mitzvah in this world, and still get rewarded for them in the next world. The Gemara then presents the famous Mishnah Masechtas Peah, which we say every morning, Elu Devarim Sha'adam Oichel Perisim Bol Mazeh, and explains that even on the surface, they seem to be listing different items, they are really one of the same. Among those listed is, V'adon Eschaveri Likavschas, judging others favorably. The Gemara proceeds to tell us 3 uplifting stories about this mitzvah. First, there was a person from Galil HaElyon who worked for a balabais in the south for 3 years. When it was finally time for him to return home on Erev Yom Kippur, he tried to collect his payment. The balabais, however, gave him a bunch of different reasons why he couldn't pay him. While the person left dejected, he nevertheless accepted each of those reasons, even though on the surface they seemed to be a bit far-fetched. Ultimately, he was paid handsomely by his employer, as the employer was amazed how the worker was dan him lekavschus. He left him by saying that, second story was about a chassid echad went into a room with a young lady and went to the mikveh the next morning. When he asked his talmidim what they believed he did, that the talmidim answered that they just assumed he was just trying to protect her from any immoral students and that he went to the mikveh because the exhaustion from traveling left him susceptible to tumas kari. Since they thought the best of him, he blessed them by saying, Kishem shedantani l'schus, Hamokin Yodin Esch Mekavschos, that Hashem should always judge them favorably as well. Finally, Rabbi Shua had to visit a certain noblewoman about a communal issue. He took off his tefillin before going in, closed the door, and went to the mikveh after he came out. The Talmidim never suspected him of any wrongdoing. So he too blessed them by saying, "K'shem shadan tani l'schus, hamokim yodin eschem l'schus." The Mishnah later spoke about removing food that is not muktzah from the house, and identified four types of food that aren't muktzah. The daf concludes by questioning all four types of food, one of them because they seem like they should be muktzah, and the other three because they are obviously not muktzah. The three that seem obvious are truma. The Gemara explains that the chiddush is that even if it is in the Yisrael's house, it isn't muktzah even though only a kohen can eat it. Ma'aser rishon shenitna l'trumasai. The Gemara explains that we are talking about ma'aser rishon that was taken before truma gedolah was ever taken. So we may have thought it cannot be eaten and is muktzah. Ma'aser sheni that was redeemed. The Gemara explains that even though it was redeemed, the extra fifth was never added to the money for the redemption. So we may have thought that it is muktzah. The one that seems like it should be muktzah is demai, which the Gemara explains that even though it may not be eaten by a regular person, it is not muktzah since machilan esanim demai. Poor people can eat demai, and anybody can become poor at any moment by making all of his possessions hefker.